Yeah, strong dollar, too. Getting some breaking news out of the New York Fed right now. For that, let's get to Steve Liesman. Morning, Steve.
Good morning, Sarah. Yeah, the New York Fed coming out with its consumer expectations, and we get inflation expectations. And the good news is most of this done before the attack on Iran, and they remain steady for the 1 year, 3 year, and 5 year time horizons. Again, the survey taken between February 2nd and February 28th. Looking at it, they do remain steady at a somewhat high rate, near that 3% for the 1 year, 3 year, and 5 year, down actually a tick going into this situation with the spike in oil prices on the 1 year, but unchanged on the 3 and the 5 year. Expectations for food prices declined 0.4%, and rent was down pretty big, 0.9 percentage points. And rent expectations are actually at the lowest level since December 2024. That might bode well for the housing inflation component of the CPI. Gas price expectations, however, did increase 1.3 percentage points to 4.1%. And here's a chart that looks at how closely tied inflation expectations are at the 1 year level to gasoline prices. You can see they follow it pretty closely, and you might expect that to go up.
So the Fed focuses on oil, so maybe we should focus in on oil as well. So oil now is $90 a barrel. Do you realize it hit $119 a barrel yesterday, and it freaked out the markets? But the markets actually ended up flat. So what we're going to talk about today is, remember I said yesterday morning, I said mortgage rates, don't be surprised if they hit 6.25 today. Well, actually yesterday they were flat as a pancake, and even yesterday's morning report, we had red all across the board when it comes to the stock market. It ended in the green. So what's happening in the markets? Why are these things changing? And what's going to go on with mortgage rates today? Well, that's what we're going to talk about in today's video, folks. My name is Dan Frio. I'm the host of The Rate Update, and I'm also a licensed mortgage loan officer, licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. My goal is to help you understand what's going on with these and the whys behind it. So you have to understand how this oil trade is playing out. So here's what we had yesterday. So yesterday morning when I came out and did this video, we had basically mortgage rates I thought were going to hit 6.25%. Because we had the bond market just crashing. We also had the same thing with stocks. Then the stocks ended the day in the green. Actually, mortgage rates ended the day flat as a pancake. So what happened? What was the reversal yesterday morning? Well, what happened was the Trump administration came in and they're guaranteeing the safety, or hopefully the safety of these tankers through the areas that they need to travel to get the oil where they're going. Then they're also saying this war might be short-ended. So that was euphoria throughout the markets. But here we go again. It is another day. So now we have another day where the markets are down. Oil prices are a little bit stable. But you go to the bond market and it is getting hammered this morning because of all this news. So let me explain to you guys what's most likely going to happen today and the whys behind it. But please join me today at 1 o'clock as well. We're having a live event, my Stock Talk Tuesday, a special live event, because the markets are crazy. And what I'm seeing a lot of people doing is they're selling basically low and they're buying high. The perfect example on how you can lose money in the stock market. But let's talk about the bond markets and where mortgage rates are going to go from here. So here's basically what I follow each day when it comes to mortgage rates. It's the mortgage bond right through here. You don't have access to it, so subscribe over there. So every day when I post my video, you can come out and see what's going on. All you have to understand is the number right up through there. If the number's red, it means mortgage rates are going to go up. That's bad, okay? Well, the bigger the number, the bigger the adjustment. We were basically at these levels not too long ago. Let me show you a 5-day chart of this. Now, this is crazy. If this was a stock, what would you be saying? You'd be saying, okay, it was flat here, then it plummeted, then it was flat, then it plummeted, then it went all the way up, then it was flat, then it was plummeted. What do you do? Well, if you're a homeowner or a home buyer, this is really confusing. So should you have locked in here? Should you lock in now? When should you lock in? What should you do? That's why I'm doing this video, folks. So let's get over to what my expectations are for today, this week, and the whys behind it. So the first piece of the puzzle we want to get to is right through here. We really don't have any information coming in today. We do have the ADP jobs report numbers, and I'll post that tomorrow because I don't really think it's going to be a market mover, but it could be. But here's what we're really focusing on. Remember Steve Liesman said, well, the housing number for the CPI is going to help it. Well, fortunately, these numbers are from February. So if you look at some of the numbers that we got coming in this week. This is the CPI. This is consumer inflation, kind of what you and I pay. So you're seeing the CPI month over month, and it says core. Then you're going to see CPI month over month, February, CPI year over year, February. So what this is telling us is, what is the core CPI? What core is it strips out food and energy. So it'll be a little more stable because it's ripping out those food prices and the gasoline prices. Well, this was February before oil pretty much hit the $100 or close to $100 a barrel. This is when oil was teetering about $60 to $65 a barrel. Well, they're saying inflation previously was 0.3 for the month. Well, it's going to go down to 0.2. Could be, but I'm saying my January effect is going to push this up. So don't be surprised if this stays sticky at 0.3 or even goes up to 0.4. But then here's the numbers that I'm really most concerned about. Month over month CPI and the year over year CPI. This doesn't strip out food and energy. The good news here, though, is this is from February. We didn't have a spike in oil until just the last couple of weeks. So these numbers might be a little benign. So they're saying it's going to go from 0.2 to 0.3. I'm actually saying that could go higher, even maybe to 0.4. But then they're going over here saying it's going to be stable at 2.4 to 2.4. I'm also going to say that could be uptick to 2.5 to 2.6. So if these come in on point, I'll be high-fiving my screen. If not, you'll be prepared because the markets will probably sell off based on this. Then Thursday, here's a report that I'm really interested in. And the reason being is last Friday, we had a jobs report that really tanked the markets. There was 93,000 jobs uncreated, they said. Well, I looked at all the data that we had from the last several employment readings, and there were some makeups, some pickups on things, but nothing that dismal. So this week on Thursday, we're going to get initial jobless claims and continued claims. So I'm going to pay more focus to this than a lot of things coming out this week, because this is going to tell us what the jobs market is. Now, here's the odd part of this. Initial jobless claims, they're saying the last reading was 213. It's going to go up to 216, a little increase. Well, that's a far cry from 93,000 negative. So just saying. Then on Friday, here's what we're really going to start getting in. That inflation number, the PCE, this is what the Federal Reserve watches. They don't want the CPI. They watch or monitor the PCE. So they're saying the PCE inflation number is going to go from 0.4 to 0.4 month to month, and then 3 to 3.1 year over year. I'm saying that's probably not even going to be close to being the case. If it is, it's another example I'll be high-fiving my screen. I'm saying the PCE is going to probably be 0.5 or 0.6. It's going to be higher than expected because of the January effect. And if you're confused with this, let me explain what I thought. And I know it's March, but here was my expectations. And it's going to start reading into the numbers here shortly. And if it doesn't, I hope it doesn't, because that means inflation won't be jumping up like I expect. I have a lot of friends in the manufacturing business and steel and things like that. And they're telling me, they're like, Dan, we didn't increase our prices last year. We couldn't. We're going to do it this year. We're going to do it this year. And so I'm like, okay, when? They're like, we're going to float it in at the beginning of the year, and we're going to gradually float it in over the few months. Well, that's most likely what they're going to do. So these numbers most likely are going to be inflated. So that's my expectations. I hope it doesn't come in at that. Then you have the GDP, 1.4 previously, and they're saying it's going to come in at 1.4. Then there's going to be a reading down through here that says JOLT. You might not even know what that is. That means job openings and labor transfers. How robust is the jobs market? They're saying this number is going to jump all the way up to 6.8%. That's a pretty big move. So we don't want this number really moving up too much. So we'll focus in on that as well. So basically, as you can see, we're focusing in on the things that are inflationary, like oil. Then we're really focusing in on the things that really affect me and you. Do we have a job, and where our prices are going from here? So that's the things that we focus in on, and that's also the things that the Federal Reserve focuses in on. So in 8 days, you realize in 8 days they're going to come out, they're going to tell us what they're going to do. What would you do? Okay, so you have inflation that they want at 2, it's at 3. You have the jobs number that they want, an unemployment rate under 5%, because that's full employment. Well, it's there, but the jobs numbers are kind of like flipping a coin. So what would you do if you're the Federal Reserve? I wouldn't be doing anything. Yesterday, there was a 97.4% chance of no rate cuts. Let's see what it is today, 97.3. So a little bit of a better chance of a rate cut, but folks, they're not going to cut at the next meeting. They're not going to cut at the meeting after that, and there's not even a 50% chance they're going to cut in June. And in June, we're going to have a whole new cast of characters. We're even going to have a new Fed president that's probably going to be on the rate cut path. But you guys know, even though when the Federal Reserve cuts rates, it doesn't mean mortgage rates are going to drop. So what would I do if I'm in your shoes? If I'm a homeowner, or I'm a home buyer looking to build? Well, if I'm a homeowner right now and my rate's at 7.5, I'd look to refinance. Don't worry about, you know, the cost and all that things. What we can do is we can give you actually a free estimate for this. But wonder if you're looking to buy, you know, in the next few months or build. But the first thing I would ask you to do is make sure you get pre-approved, not pre-qualified. And then monitor rates. And monitor the same thing that the Federal Reserve monitors. And subscribe over there, because every day I come in and I post a video to explain to you guys what's going on. But focus in on the jobs numbers, how good is the jobs report, and the inflation numbers. That comes to the CPI, the PPI, and the PC. Confused with all this? That's why I asked you, just subscribe over there. Watch me for about 5 minutes each morning. You're going to know as much as you need to know each day about mortgage rates and everything else. So if you're looking to build out there or buy, should you be freaking out? No, rates aren't going to really move all that much. They're going to stay in my tight range, 5.875 to 6.25. We're kind of teetering on that high end, but it'll stabilize through there. If you're at you're a homeowner right now and your rate's over 7%, I maybe would look to lock in at these rates to see maybe how much does it save you? Great question. Well, I got a few tools I want to provide you guys. So I have a whole bunch of tools out there. If you're a realtor, you're a loan officer, you need these things. If you're a homeowner, home buyer, some of these tools are going to really help you. So I've been doing this for 35 years, folks. I've been trying to find calculators all over the web, and I'm like, hell, I'm just going to make these things myself. So I made all these for you. I have to charge you a dollar. I can't figure out how to give these away for free. So I created a new channel for this, because the last one, I was getting about 50, 60, 70 people a day going into those, and nobody was getting the calculators, and they were free. So it was too hard. So I even tried it myself. So check this one out. It's pretty simple. But here's what I'd expect you to do. Mortgage rates aren't going to move. If you're looking to buy or build, make sure you reach out to us to get pre-approved. If you're a homeowner right now, please go to my website right through here. Plug in your information up through there. And it's called RateWatch 2.1. So let me explain what I do, how I do things, and we'll conclude it with this. My name is Dan Frio. Like I said, I'm actually a licensed mortgage loan officer in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. I work at a bank that provides me licensing in all 50 states. We have a slogan that I created. I created this thing. It's one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan with over 30 different lenders. What do I mean by that? Well, here's what you're doing. If you're watching this and you're a homeowner, home buyer, you're probably thinking, okay, I'm going to focus in on what's going on with mortgage rates. Then I'm going to call that bank, put in my application over there. I'm going to go to bankrate.com, and I'm going to go to lending tree or whatever over here, and I'm going to get all these quotes. Everybody's going to pull my credit, ruin my credit, and then they're going to get back with me with all these quotes. I really don't know what's going on anyways. So why don't you reach out to us? I've been doing this for over 35 years. One application over there. We're going to get you approved, and then we're going to shop your loan with over 30 different lenders. My bank, yes, we're set up with over 30 different lenders. We can use their programs and their rates for you guys out there. So check it out. Here's our website right through here. If you're a homeowner, put in your information right up through there, the RateWatch 2.1 engine. If there's you already have a loan estimate, you went to all those lenders and you got all these quotes and you're like, Dan, now what? Upload your loan estimate right into there. We'll do a comparison. And if we can beat their rate and their fees, I'm hoping to win you as a client. But also, last but not least, I have a live event today. It's a special event. I have so many people I'm talking to and they're just freaking out. One of my nephews, he keeps buying high and selling low. I'm like, you got to slow down. So I figured I would have a special event today to explain to you guys what's most likely going to happen in the stocks, bonds, cryptocurrencies, and also these things over through here. So that's it for today, folks. So my expectations for today, the bonds are getting clobbered right through here, but it might just convert right back to where we were. So pay attention. As you see right through here, man, this market's out moving. So we were down when you came here. We're still down 15 ticks. So imagine what down here was. So it's a volatile day here. We go over to the stock market. I just want to do one last quick over through there. So let's see how that's going. It's down 107, down 14. So this is just teetering along. So join me today at 1 o'clock so I can help explain to you guys what's going to go on with these and also these and the whys behind it. Thanks for watching, folks. Please visit me on my website right through here, and also check out my over 7,000 on my YouTube channel. Thanks for watching. God bless, and I hope to see you live today. If not, I'll see you tomorrow at the opening bell to let you know how all this mess starts another day. Thanks for watching, folks. Bye-bye.